this game. Now stop humming this, everything done changed. That Warp Tour made you open your brain. Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint and I know they gon' copy. Apartment intros always go the hottest, cause this is America's game.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to America's Game, episode number 48 on this one. And this one is going to be a solo show, just with me this week. And we're going to be starting into July here shortly. We're getting close here at the end of June. Going to be kicking into July. End of July, we'll have training camp starting up for the NFL. So we are almost here, almost at the start of the NFL season. So for this month, I want to kind of just do something different. There's not like much news going on to report. So what I want to do is I want to get into some underdog drafts with you guys. Kind of talk about my process when I do some underdog drafts. I'm going to have probably Fizzle on because me and Fizzle had talked about it on the previous episodes. Me and Mike will probably do one. I'll see if I can get Adam or maybe Scott Connor or somebody else on here to join me. And we're just going to do a Best Ball Mania draft on underdog. I think it's going to be a really cool thing to kind of go over our processes, see the processes of the other guys too, about how we draft our teams when it comes to these best ball tournaments like this. So obviously you kind of want to be different. You kind of want to get the best players that you can. You want to kind of correlate, a lot of people do the week 17 correlation. I can see the benefit of it, but I don't buy into it too much or let it affect my decision-making that much. We'll say that. So I kind of want to go over like how I construct my teams, how I do my drafts and all that, and kind of give you guys an insight into what I do with my underdog drafts and then some of our guests as well on what they like to do. So we'll kind of talk about our draft strategies and all that as we go. So, you know, first, obviously, Underdog, a really good platform. I've been doing a whole bunch of drafts on there. If you follow me on Twitter, at Eric Vanek NFL, by the way, if you do follow me there, I do post a lot of my drafts on there, so you can kind of already see what my construction for my teams are going to be. So before we get into the actual draft, I'm going to kind of just talk about my construction a little bit. So when I do elite quarterback, if I draft Patrick Mahomes, if I draft Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, whoever like that, I usually tend to go only two quarterbacks. I'll get a solid backup, you know, a Jared Goff type. If you look at my exposures, Jared Goff, one of my most owned quarterbacks and underdog this year. I'll get a Kirk Cousins. What I like to do a lot on a lot of my teams is stack. I'm stacking my guys. If I have Amon-Ra, I'm going to try and get Goff. If I have A.J. Brown at the end of the first, I'm trying to get Jalen Hurts. If I got Kelsey, I'm trying to go Mahomes. Players like that. And I'm also trying to get some of those back-end pieces too. So, like, when you do a Jared Goff team, you can get Jameson Williams in round 8 or 9. You can get Khalif Raymond in round 17, 18. It's hard to get Amon-Ra and Laporta. It is doable, and Goff. Do you really want to invest capital that high in the tight end spot, which is another thing I'll talk about here shortly? That just depends on you. I do it on some teams just to be different. But I think in this format where tight ends are only half PPR, yes, there's advantage to the top ones, but is it that big of an advantage? Especially in a best ball format where I can have three guys and I can, get the best weeks out of those guys. Hopefully they score a touchdown that week and they're probably a top 10 tight end that week. Kind of going over the strategy of that as well. I tend not to do it, but sometimes I will just to kind of, get my exposures different as well. So if I go with two quarterbacks, usually, I have an elite one. If I don't get my first quarterback to like the back half, so if like my first quarterback is Tua, Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, Jaden Daniels, those types. I usually go for three quarterback builds. You know, I try and get those same guys I was talking about for like my backups, Goff. I try and get like Kirk Cousins, Deshaun Watson, I have a lot of Aaron Rodgers, Stafford, those guys in that back end range. And then you have that final tier where like Drake May ends up. Bryce Young is one that I really like. Russell Wilson is like cheap. Nobody trusts Russell Wilson at all. You can almost get him in the last round every single time. I don't have too much Russell. Geno Smith is another popular one I take late. Sometimes I'll take a JJ McCarthy, just hoping that he does start and you get some upside there. So there's a few guys there at the back of the end of the half of the draft that you can end up getting as well, to figure out that three quarterback build if you're not going to go with the two quarterback build. Running back. So the one strategy I like to do, I like to hit my wide receivers early. So if I usually go three or four wide receivers at the start, and then maybe round five, round seven, round eight is when I'll take some running backs. And I usually end up shopping in this Rashad White, Ken Walker, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, Najee Harris, David Montgomery, Ramondre Stevenson range. That's usually where I get my first two running backs, is somewhere in that range. And then obviously there comes a point in underdog drafts. I think it's like around the back end of seven into eight and nine is where a lot of these back end guys go. It usually starts with Aaron Jones. So Aaron Jones, Kamara, Montgomery, Stevenson, Swift, Connor, Zamir White, Jonathan Brooks, Tony Pollard, Zach Moss, Jalen Warren, Raheem Mostert. That's where a lot of these guys go. And I usually end up with two of those guys as well. Sometimes those are my first two running backs is from that range. And I've loaded up on receiver. Maybe I grabbed a special tight end or I grabbed my elite quarterback in that range. I'm totally fine getting my running backs there. Now, if I do shop in that range for running backs, I'm going to go ahead and make sure I get probably six running backs on my team. And, you know, I'm just hitting them at various different points, whichever ones I like. Now, I'm not waiting too late because there is a point that gets it to the end there where the running backs are iffy. Like, are they even going to get enough touches to even be worthy enough? You know, there's a couple guys that will ultimately emerge there and you got to hit on those guys. But those guys aren't like my fourth and fifth running backs. Usually it's probably my sixth or fifth running backs that I'm targeting. And I'm at least my first four running backs are pretty confident. I have confidence that they're going to get at least touches. So like Zeke Elliott is my fourth running back. Totally fine. Austin Eckler, I think he's going to be just fine. Jaleel McLaughlin, Jerome Ford, Chase Brown, those types of players. I'm fine with those guys as like my RB4s, but I want to at least try and get four running backs that I think have some touch upside and at least just some upside in general. So like you get into your backup running backs. So like Zach Charbonnet, Jalen Wright, Kendre Miller, Ty Chandler, Marshawn Lloyd, Antonio Gibson, Chuba Hubbard, those types of players. I like to grab those guys as my fourth and fifth running backs as well, just because I know they have some upside. Like, you know, let's take a look at Charbonnet or Kendre Miller. Kamara gets hurt, Ken Walker gets hurt. Both guys have been hurt in the past. Those guys step into some big time roles there and are going to be at very minimum RB2s weekly if Ken Walker misses the season or Kamara ends up missing the season for an injury. You know, those types of running backs. Now, sometimes it just depends on where I fall in the draft. So, you know, if I end up with an early pick, you know, 101 is usually Christian McCaffrey. If you have pick like 5 to 8, you know, that's usually where Breece Hall and Bijan Robinson go. So you can double up on running backs there. Gibbs usually goes at the turn at the 12, 112 or 201, somewhere in there. Taylor and Barkley kind of go wherever. So if I can get one of those running backs, I'm happy. Sometimes, you know, it just depends. Like if I want to go with a different build because I see, you know, the wide receivers go later and I feel like I can at least make a dent on it and have a little bit of a different build than everybody else, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Because if you go on underdog, it's wide receiver city. They just take wide receiver after wide receiver after wide receiver, and they just keep nailing them and nailing them and nailing them. So you can get some value there on some running backs. Like I've seen Travis Etienne fall to round 5. I've seen Josh Jacobs round 5, you know, guys like that, that shouldn't be falling that far, end up being running backs that you can end up getting there. So, you know, that's kind of like my running back strategy. I like to go 5 to 6 running backs. If I don't get a running back early, you know, if my first running back ends up being, you know, DeAndre Swift or something like that, that's when I probably can, I can justify going 7 running backs. But I think 5 to 6 is the sweet spot for me at running backs right now. All right, so let's go ahead now. Let's take a look at my wide receiver strategy. So as many of you have done an underdog draft, or if you haven't done an underdog draft before, it's wide receiver city, like I talked about a little bit ago. It is wide receiver heavy. I would say McCaffrey is the first pick, and then you're going some sort of way of Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown as your next picks. You'll get a Bijan in there. You'll get a Breece Hall, and then like the rest of the first round is all receivers. Second round is like heavy receiver. Third round, heavy receiver. So these wide receivers get eaten up quick. So if you do not take them early, you're missing out on a lot of the top stars at the wide receiver position. So I usually start off you know, 1 running back, 3 receivers, or I just go 4 straight receivers. I try to stagger my bye weeks. I try to stagger, like, I try not to have too many of the same team, so I'll switch it up from my rankings a little bit. You know, a lot of these guys are kind of in the same tier, so it's okay if I, you know, skip around the tier a little bit and take somebody else. You know, if I take, you know, let's say I take Chris or Mike Evans over a Chris Olave, just I have Olave higher, but you know what? I want to differentiate with Evans because he has a week 11 bye. Let's say I grab Ja'Marr Chase in the first round. Well, him and Olave have the same bye in week 12. So maybe I'll differentiate there by going with a Mike Evans instead of an Olave. So that's little things that I do as well. You know, and then with my receivers that I do end up taking, what I'll do on my list is I'll go ahead and I'll bold the quarterbacks for those receivers. So if I take A.J. Brown, I'll put one on Jalen Hurts. Tyreek Hill, I'll put one on Tua. And I try and stack my guys. I like stacking in best ball. I think you get a little bit of a nice little bonus when those guys hit for some big games. That can really catapult you, especially in those week 17 games. You know, if you're playing for it all there at the end, you got Tyreek and Tua. And, you know, Tyreek Hill has his 12-catch, 175-yard, 2-touchdown game. You're sitting pretty because you had Tua and Tyreek on that. So I try to stack my guys. Another thing, too, is if I get a quarterback, I'll try and bold some of the players on my sheet here for that quarterback. So I'll take Tua for an example. If I have him and Tyreek, it's hard to get Waddle too. You know, sometimes Waddle usually goes in round 2 before the Tyreek owner can get back to taking it. Sometimes I try to avoid doing that, especially with the early guys, but sometimes I'll do it just to have that one team that's all Dolphins. But I'll go ahead and I'll bold, you know, some of those later picks. So I'll bold Jonnu Smith so I can get Jonnu Smith on this team with Tua. I'll bold Odell Beckham. I can get him in literally round 18. I can get Odell Beckham to kind of pair with Tua. Some of those running backs, Raheem Mostert, Jalen Wright, those types of players. I'll go ahead and bold those guys as well. So I know, hey, I have that quarterback. I should maybe try and look into like getting those guys. So I have some options there to go with my quarterback. And I try and do that for a lot of my receivers, too. So if I'm taking receivers here early, I'm bolding those quarterbacks for later on. You know, say I grab Terry McLaurin in round 5. Well, hey, I'm bolding Jaden Daniels to make sure I get him. And if I get Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, okay, now I can go bold Jahan Dotson on my list. I can go bold Ben Sinnott on my list. So I have a few guys on my list here that I can target later on in drafts as well. So that's kind of how I do my wide receivers. If I get 4 or 5 really good ones at the beginning, I usually only go maybe 7 receivers is usually my max. If I do take some running backs early or I go my last couple drafts I've done, I've gone very balanced with a quarterback, a running back, a receiver, and a tight end with my first 4 picks. So that leaves me kind of out on the wide receivers. I'll go ahead and draft 8 to 9 wide receivers on my team. Now that means I'm only going to have 2 quarterbacks, 2 tight ends, and probably 5 running backs. But I'm going to go ahead and nail all these wide receivers so I have as many chances as I can weekly to have those wide receivers end up hitting. So, you know, I'm usually drafting for one, the wide receiver one, the wide receiver two on a team. Some teams have a really good wide receiver three. You also consider those guys. But you want as many chances as possible to get those wide receivers that hit weekly. So wide receiver is always 100% my most owned position on my best ball teams, especially in these big underdog tournaments. So I'll always have 7 at the least to 9 at the most. So that's usually the range where I'm at for wide receivers, just based on my builds. Tight ends. So tight ends, I'm usually the guy who waits for the tight ends. David Njoku is probably my most owned tight end on underdog right now. And David Njoku usually goes around 8-9 range, sometimes around 10. So there's Brock Bowers around there, Dallas Goedert, Pat Freiermuth. Those guys kind of go maybe a round or two later. But David Njoku is usually the guy I target in that range. I think the Laportas, Kelsey's, Kincaid's, McBride's, those guys go in round 3 or 4, sometimes 5. They're nice to pair with those top-end quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen with Kincaid, Mahomes with Kelsey, people target McBride and Kyler, Lamar and Mark Andrews, players like that. So a lot of those guys target those players early on in round 4 or 5. I still think it's a little too rich to take those tight ends, especially in only 0.5 PPR for tight ends. So I usually tend to shop at the back end. So I'll take this in Njoku's. And then after Njoku, I still try and draft 3 tight ends if Njoku is my first tight end. I usually shop in this Luke Musgrave, Cole Kmet, Hunter Henry, Ben Sinnott, Tyler Conklin, Noah Fant range for my tight end 2. And then my tight end 3, let's say I did get Tua, I'll shop for Jonnu Smith. Or if I got Joe Burrow, I'm going to go for Mike Gesicki. I want to try and pair my quarterbacks up with their tight ends, especially if they're these late-end tight ends. If I get Anthony Richardson, Jelani Woods is an automatic guy that I need to get. And that's a guy I can get in round 17 or 18. Gesicki 17 or 18, Jonnu Smith 17 or 18, Cade Otton, Juwan Johnson falls now because of his injury. Isaiah Likely's a guy 16 or 17. Like Isaiah Likely's a guy I don't mind taking just in general because of his upside. If Mark Andrews gets hurt, Isaiah Likely is a top 5 tight end, basically. He's proven it whenever Mark Andrews has been out. He's had some really good games. So getting a guy like Isaiah Likely, just as your second or third tight end, yeah, he might give you some, you know, 2 for 15 weeks because Mark Andrews is healthy and playing. But if Andrews goes down like he has the last couple years, Isaiah Likely vaults you up because you got a tight end and round 17 that's hitting, you know, tight end 2 numbers that somebody took in round 3. So having a guy like that is a massive, massive upside play there in the late rounds. I love taking as well. So that's kind of how I build my rosters, guys. So it's usually, if I have an elite quarterback, I'll go 2 tight end or 2 quarterbacks with 3 tight ends. If I get a Kelsey, Laporta, Kincaid, one of those top tight ends, I usually try to go 2 tight ends and then, you know, 3 quarterbacks. If I have an elite tight end and an elite quarterback, that's when I can play with it a little bit. I can go 6 running backs, 8 receivers, or whatever the math makes it out to be. I can go 9 receivers, whatever it tends to be. So if I have those elite guys at the early positions, I try to not go as many there. If I get those elite running backs early, if I have 3 really good running backs, if I get Bijan Robinson, and then I get a Isaiah Pacheco, and then I get a Aaron Jones as my first 3 running backs, I'll probably take a good 4th one, like an Austin Eckler type. And then, you know, my 5th running back, you know, maybe I get a Kendre Miller, a Blake Corum, a Chase Brown, and I'll be done at the position. Because if those guys all get hurt, I'm fucked anyways. This team's terrible. So I try to just take my running backs. I take the good ones when I can. And let the chips fall where they may. If they get hurt, they get hurt. Running backs always are getting hurt. So that's kind of how I play at the running back spot. Receivers, I go ahead and I'm taking, you know, 7, 8, 9 receivers. Usually I'm in the 7 to 8 range at wide receivers all the time. And then tight ends just depends on my quarterback strategy. If I have an elite quarterback, I'll go 3 tight ends usually. If I have, you know, a shittier quarterback, you know, a Brock Purdy type, Caleb Williams is my first guy. in my tight ends, I have a, you know, I grabbed a Travis Kelce early. I'll go ahead and only take two tight ends. So that's kind of how I do it there. So let's go ahead. Let's jump into a Best Ball Mania live here on the America's Game Show. And I'll kind of walk you through my process as I draft here. All right. So we went ahead and jumped in a Best Ball Mania $25 entry, Best Ball Mania 5. Their big tournament, $25 buy-in. So I ended up with pick 3 in this one. So we have about 40 seconds until the draft starts. But usually the draft goes flying by when that happens. So usually the first pick is Christian McCaffrey. The first two picks after that usually are CeeDee Lamb and Tyreek Hill. So kind of just off of my rankings for this year, obviously this is redraft, not dynasty. I just think it's going to be hard for CeeDee Lamb to repeat as wide receiver one. So I usually don't end up taking him with my first wide receiver pick. I really think it's Tyreek Hill and Ja'Marr Chase are my top two receivers this year. So I think CeeDee Lamb still can have a really good season. I could be totally wrong on that, but I just don't see him repeating as the wide receiver one again this year. So I target usually Tyreek Hill in this scenario at pick 3. So if I get Tyreek Hill, I'm good. I'm also kind of considering Bijan Robinson that high too, with the amount of talk that they've had about Bijan Robinson getting all this usage this year and all of that, man. It kind of makes me think, man, Bijan could be just as good as McCaffrey this year. So McCaffrey ends up going off as the first pick overall. CeeDee Lamb is the second pick on this one. So I'm going to go with what I talked about here earlier. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Tyreek Hill, who had a phenomenal year last year. Last 2 years with Miami, he's been really good. So this one, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to grab Tyreek Hill. Ja'Marr Chase ends up going off as the second pick here. So now coming back to me, I'm considering some different options here. Can I go with a wide receiver? Again, absolutely. Kind of just depends on who falls there for me. Can I go ahead and grab one of my running backs? Does Saquon Barkley or Jonathan Taylor fall to me that far? So those are my options. I can go Barkley or Taylor if one of them happens to fall back to me. And if not, I'll go ahead and I'll draft, you know, another wide receiver and keep this wide receiver train going is usually how I go about it. So we'll see what goes on here. So the first 9 picks are off the board here. So McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Bijan Robinson, Breece Hall. Pick 9 is Puka Nacua. Pick 10 is A.J. Brown. Jahmyr Gibbs goes at the 11th spot. And then we'll see what the turn does here at the 12th spot. So usually the turn usually gets Jahmyr Gibbs. So in this one, Team 11 went with Jahmyr Gibbs, which is, I think, a good strategy, too. I like having Jahmyr Gibbs on my team. Usually Garrett Wilson's a first rounder, so I expect Garrett Wilson to go here at the turn, and he does. So Garrett Wilson goes to the 12 team owner, and then we'll see what the other turn pick is here. And he goes Marvin Harrison. So Marvin Harrison Jr. and Garrett Wilson is his first two picks. So pretty nice picks there at the turn this year, I think, in the redraft. So team 11, he guns Jonathan Taylor. So he has Gibbs and Taylor. So he's going with the two stud running backs there at the beginning. A.J. Brown owner, he went Drake London. So it is coming back to me. I'm kind of hoping, does Barkley get back to me? And if it's not Barkley, I'm pretty much going wide receiver. So we'll see what happens here. Deebo Samuel ends up going to the Puka Nacua owner. I'm just not high on Deebo Samuel, not as high as he goes in these drafts. I have about 7 to 8 wide receivers I would take before Deebo Samuel here. So that's interesting. The Breece Hall owner, he goes Chris Olave. I am up in 5 picks. So what I like to do is kind of look in my head. All right, pick 5 guys on my board, and that's kind of who I'm targeting. I know I'm getting one of them. So Saquon Barkley would be one of those guys. Davante Adams, Brandon Ayuk, Mike Evans, Nico Collins. I'm guaranteed one of those guys. Nico went, Davante Adams just went. So I'm up in 2 more picks and then me. We'll see. Can I get Barkley? I could go Evans, I could maybe even go Jalen Waddle if I want to go with a super Miami stack too. That's interesting. I think if Barkley's there, that's probably where I lean, is Saquon Barkley. If Barkley ends up going, I think I have a decision here. Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams, that's a really nice start too. Brandon Ayuk goes to the Amon-Ra St. Brown owner. I am up next after this pick. And he takes Saquon Barkley right in front of me. So I think I can go Mike Evans here. I can go Jalen Waddle. I don't think I have a Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill team yet. So that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Jalen Waddle here to pair with my Tyreek Hill. And I am going to make sure now I go over to my sheet here. I'm going to bold Tua Tagovailoa. I'm going to bold Jonnu Smith, Raheem Mostert, Jalen Wright. I'm going to bold those guys on my roster sheet here so I can maybe think about taking those guys later on and just kind of a reminder for myself, hey, I took this team earlier. These are my stacking options. The CeeDee Lamb owner went Devontae Smith at the second pick there. I bet you he's probably looking at a Jalen Hurts stack there coming back here. So he started off CeeDee Lamb and Smith. Pretty nice picks there. Christian McCaffrey owner is up now. Here at the turn, and it'll be coming back to me here pretty quickly. So he goes Malik Nabers. Interesting pick there. And we'll see who else he goes there. So now coming back to me, could I go a chain and go with a super Miami stack? Sure. I probably don't want to go that far, though. I would probably take Derrick Henry before I would take Devin Achane. I just think Derrick Henry has a possibility this season of putting up one of his best seasons in that run offense there for the Ravens. Stephon Diggs and Malik Nabers went before me there to the turn owner. So now the CeeDee Lamb, Devontae Smith owner is up. We'll see what he goes. Mike Evans is still there too. If they leave me Mike Evans, I think that's going to be, that might be the guy that I go for. So now DK Metcalf went there. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to press the button there on Mike Evans. I'll have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike Evans on my team to start. So I really, really like that start. And I'll go ahead and I'll bold Baker Mayfield as my guy for later on. If, you know, if I can get Tua and Baker Mayfield, both different buys that I can go for. Devin Achane was the next pick after me. So that's an interesting build there. So now I have three receivers. So I probably am going to look at running back on the way back here, unless there is just a wide receiver that I can't pass up, and I'll start four wide receivers. But also in the return too, if these running backs get sucked up here, I would say if Derrick Henry, Kyren Williams, Travis Etienne, Isaiah Pacheco all go before I pick again, I probably go wide receiver, or maybe I grab one of those elite tight ends. Is kind of what I'm looking at here. So you'll see a lot of these two. These guys are going to start off three receivers. So team two started off three receivers. CeeDee Lamb, Devontae Smith, DK Metcalf. Obviously, I have Tyreek Hill, Waddle, and Evans. Team five went Amon-Ra, Brandon Ayuk, Tank Dell. Team six, Justin Jefferson, and Devontae Adams, and DJ Moore. So really nice start there. The Bijan owner has Nico and Cooper Kupp. So nice little stack there at the beginning. The Breece Hall owner went Breece Hall, Olave, and he just took Derrick Henry. So he started off with two elite early running backs there, and he has Chris Olave as his wide receiver one. Team 9 and Team 10 are the next two up, and those teams both went double wide receivers to start as well. So we'll kind of see what they do here. Okay, so Team 9, our first tight end goes off the board at the 309, and that was Travis Kelce to the Debo and Puka Nacua owner. So interesting start there for that team. Zay Flowers goes to the AJ Brown and Drake London team. So I bet you like this Kelce owner is hoping Mahomes comes back. The Zay Flowers owner might be looking at Lamar Jackson here in round four. So that's kind of some of the guys that you're going to be looking at here when it comes up. Let's see here. Still waiting on. This is the guy, Team 11. So this is the guy who took Jahmyr Gibbs and Jonathan Taylor, and he triples down. He goes for a third running back, and he goes Kyren Williams here. So definitely a different build, probably a specific build that this guy is definitely going for with this team, just to get a little bit of a different build going. You don't see too many three stud running back builds right off the rip. Because the wide receivers usually get pretty shitty there. We have our first quarterback off the board, and it is Josh Allen to the 12 owner. He goes Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison, Josh Allen, and then he takes Travis Etienne. So now the three running back owner is up. Let's see if he grabs his first receiver. No, he skips receiver and goes with tight end. He goes Sam Laporta. Team 10 goes with a fourth receiver in T. Higgins. So he's got A.J. Brown, Drake London, Zay Flowers, T. Higgins. The Kelce owner does get Patrick Mahomes there, so really nice spot there for him. Michael Pittman Jr., a steal in round four. Great pickup there by that owner to get Michael Pittman. So I'm up here again in five picks. If I look at my five guys, I would probably put Pacheco there. I'm looking at like Amari Cooper. George Pickens just went, so I got to go from there. Hollywood Brown, Terry McLaurin I could look at. I could also steal Jalen Hurts away from the Team 2 owner who has Devontae Smith. Christian Kirk goes in round four. I think that's a little rich for me on Christian Kirk, so I usually don't take him. But I'm up here. Two more picks and then me. Probably still leaning Isaiah Pacheco if it comes back to me here. Amari Cooper, McLaurin, Hollywood Brown, I'm definitely considering as well. Hollywood Brown has the same bye as Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, so I might want to avoid that. Amari Cooper ends up going, so I am up next, which is Lamar Jackson ends up going there. So I am up. I am going to take Isaiah Pacheco. Even though he has the same bye as Hill and Waddle, I'm very high on Isaiah Pacheco this year. I think he's going to be a guy that ends up being one of the top running backs this year because they literally have nobody else behind him. So I'm really hyped up this year for Isaiah Pacheco. So I'm going to take him. The guy behind me takes Jalen Hurts, who I mentioned he probably would because he had Devontae Smith. So he starts off Lamb, Devontae, DK, Jalen Hurts. Pretty nice stack there to start. I like my stack as well. I feel like I can still get quarterbacks here later on. Trey McBride goes at the turn there, and then we'll see what his other pick is as well. So I'm kind of looking at here, you know, I'm still looking at those same receivers, McLaurin. You know, it kind of is a little bit of a tier break after that. I do like Hollywood Brown as well. Okay, so Terry McLaurin goes and Mark Andrews goes. So I am up. Since I have these wide, you know, six wide receivers, six byes, with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, I'm going to go ahead and skip over it. I think I'm going to take the next best available running back here, and that for me is Josh Jacobs. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take Josh Jacobs here. Gives me two solid running backs here at the beginning, and I have three pretty good wide receivers as well. Hollywood goes right after me, so kind of how I expected it to go. Now, you know, with this build here, two running backs here early. If I get one more really good running back here, you know, say an Aaron Jones type, a Najee Harris type, I'd probably only go five running backs on this team, kind of like I talked about earlier. So that's kind of the plan right now if I get a fifth running back or a third really good running back. Jaden Reed ends up going here. Anthony Richardson goes round five. Dalton Kincaid here in round five as well. The Anthony Richardson team started off Jefferson, Adams, DJ Moore, Christian Kirk, Anthony Richardson. That's pretty nice. Team five has gone five straight wide receivers. So like I said earlier, these people eat the wide receivers like they're going out of business here. Amon-Ra, Ayuk, Tank Dell, Amari Cooper, Jaden Reed are his first picks. Now, you know, one of the reasons I like to go four receivers or even five receivers like this guy's going right now is you have so many different options to stack your quarterbacks. So if Jared Goff goes, oh, I can pivot to Brandon Ayuk's quarterback, Brock Purdy. If I don't get CJ Stroud, I get, you know, because he has Tank Dell, I can go ahead and draft CJ Stroud, or I can, you know, pivot to Purdy or Jared Goff instead. Deshaun Watson, that's a late quarterback. He has Jaden Reed now. I can get Jordan Love. I have so many different options of elite quarterbacks that I can pair with that team. So that is one of the other reasons I like drafting those wide receivers. Like that, four or five of them. So I have options at my quarterback. So I'm not stuck with, oh man, I gotta get Joe Burrow right here. If I don't get Joe Burrow, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't affect me. So that's kind of how I'm looking there at the wide receivers positions, overall. So Calvin Ridley and Romo Dunze round out the round here. Let's take off Romo Dunze off the list. Kyle Pitts ends up going. So we're on the way back to me now. And I am going to probably be just looking and see, be it basically just whoever the best player available is that I think at the time of my pick here. So kind of looking at who's available. There's still Ken Walker, Joe Mixon, James Cook. If I wanted to go with a third running back, the receivers, there's Keenan Allen, there's Rashee Rice, Christian Watson, Addison, Deontay Johnson, Hopkins, Ladd McConkey. But this wide receiver list is getting very thin, honestly. There comes a point where you get to this Curtis Samuel, Jameson Williams, Cortland Sutton tier, and it drops off dramatically. So, and these last couple picks are showing it. They are hammering these wide receivers in this spot. So there is only a couple really good wide receivers left, and there's plenty of running backs left. So I'm going to target wide receiver here. I have two more picks until me, so I'm looking at Christian Watson, Deontay Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, Ladd McConkey. If I can get two of those guys, I would be ecstatic. Also, Keon Coleman and JSN, and that's kind of where the wide receiver tier completely falls off for me. So I want to try and get four really good wide receivers in this draft. So Joe Mixon goes. So the next pick is up. He takes Ladd McConkey. That leaves me up here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to select. I like having wide receiver ones on teams. Well, that actually gives me the same buy as Evans. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take Deontay Johnson. He's the number one wide receiver on Carolina. They brought him in specifically to fill that X wide receiver role. If you've kind of, I've mentioned it before, if you've watched the Carolina Panthers YouTube show that they have, those guys really like Deontay Johnson, and they talked about getting him the ball, designing plays specifically for him with Dave Canales and Bryce Young. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take him here. DeAndre Hopkins and Ken Walker went. So I'm up here in two picks. Christian Watson goes. So the last of the receivers here are Keon Coleman and JSN before I feel not comfortable about the wide receivers anymore. So I think the smart play is finish off this tier, because if you look here on the underdog rankings, it's a lot of green, some blue and purple. So the green is the running backs. So there's a lot of running backs that are going to be taken off the board before I pick again, and the wide receivers are not going to be. So the last wide receiver that is available that's really high is Keon Coleman. I'll take the shot at Keon Coleman. Now, I'm not going to get his quarterback, obviously, but Keon Coleman has a really good shot to be one of the best rookie wide receivers this year just based off of opportunity. So, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take the best opportunity wide receiver I can in Buffalo with Keon Coleman here. So I have five wide receivers here to start. I have Tyreek Hill. I have Jalen Waddle. I have Mike Evans. I have Deontay Johnson, and I have Keon Coleman. So I think I have five really good stud wide receivers here that I can really count on. And like I said, the running backs now are just going to be eaten alive on this draft. So after I picked, I went George Kittle, David Montgomery, and Aaron Jones. Alvin Kamara went. So it's going to be a big, big wide running back run here going right now. Yeah, so like I predicted here, a bunch of running backs just went off flying off the board after I picked. So I took Keon Coleman, George Kittle, David Montgomery, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, Ramondre Stevenson, Najee Harris, and Jonathan Brooks, and then Cortland Sutton's the next wide receiver that goes at the 7-11. So a big gap of running backs there just went. And we're at the turn here, pick at pick 12, and we'll see what comes back to me here. I can consider a Raheem Mostert, if he does make it back to me, kind of pair him with Jaylen Waddle and Mike Evans a little bit. Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and hopefully Tua here. So another quarterback goes. Kyler Murray goes to the Marvin Harrison owner, and he also takes DeAndre Swift. So we'll see what comes back here to me. I'm probably looking at maybe a tight end if I can grab one, or a running back here coming up. Get that really good third running back on my team, and I think that would set up my team really nicely. We'll see what wide receivers are available too. That's also always a possibility, but I have five pretty good ones right now. I think I'm okay. But we'll see what happens. Jameson Williams goes, Evan Ingram falls to round 8 here, which is actually kind of, surprising. Evan Ingram usually goes a lot higher than that. But the top tight end for me is David Njoku. Usually, Jake Ferguson goes before him. He's actually the top tight end listed here. Brock Bowers is available coming up. So I might be able to sneak the tight end on the way back instead of with the first pick here, and I can kind of take maybe my favorite running back that is left. Zach Moss ends up going here after Evan Ingram. Then Jake Ferguson goes. So top tight end for me is Njoku, but if he's look on the ADP list, he's a little bit further down. I think I'm still going to pass on quarterback for another round at least, especially if I'm targeting Tua as my first guy. If there's nobody good available, though, too, I could take one of these elite quarterbacks, even if I don't have their wide receiver or attached to my team. I don't mind taking one of these elite quarterbacks like a Joe Burrow or a Dak Prescott that are still sitting there, or Jaden Daniels with his rushing upside. So I am up here in two picks. Curtis Samuel and Zamir White went. James Connor is definitely a guy I'm considering here. Jaylen Warren is a guy I would consider. Raheem Mostert, who I mentioned, I would consider. There goes Mostert here right before me. One more pick and then me. Wide receivers are still kind of light. I'm kind of hoping for James Conner. Yeah, so Tyler Lockett goes right before me. James Conner falls right to my lap here with the with my third running back pick. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take James Conner. I think that's a really good pick for me here in round 8. So obviously we're going to have the quick turnaround here. Jaylen Warren, who also I was considering there, he ends up going. Still a lot of these quarterbacks are available. They're the top of the board. There's Brock Bowers, Tony Pollard, David Njoku. Wide receivers are still kind of light. You know, I think I get better value with some of these quarterbacks and some running backs here. So we'll see what ends up happening here. The guy here on the turn does not have a quarterback yet, so he could be doubling up on quarterback or take one. He takes one at least with Jordan Love. We'll see what he does with his second pick here. Because I think having Tyreek and Waddle, I definitely want to get Tua. I'm going to have to consider him on the next time around is where I could probably get him. But I've seen so many people get sniped on this thing too, where I don't want to risk it, but I'm going to have to risk it for next round for him because he's just too far down the list. Trey Benson ends up going right before me here, and then Tony Pollard. So the wide receivers and running backs are kind of eh. Tight ends are good there, but, man, it's tempting here for Joe Burrow, Dak, Jaden Daniels. There's still a lot of quarterbacks there. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take David Njoku. I think he's probably one of the last of the remaining really good tight ends where I think he could have 70, 800, and 8 touchdown kind of upside. So I'll take Njoku here. Brock Bowers goes right after me. So I feel pretty confident there in Njoku. And that also gives me an option for later on if I want to go 3 quarterbacks. I can grab Deshaun Watson now to pair up with David Njoku. So that's another reason why I did it. And like I said, a lot of these quarterbacks are still sitting here. So Burrow still here. Dak, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence are all on the list before Tua is available. So, I think a lot of those quarterbacks are going to go before them. So I feel pretty confident I can get a really good quarterback coming back. At least, I can at least get Tua for sure. Rashid Shaheed, Joe Burrow, Josh Palmer go after I had picked. There goes Dak Prescott. Just kind of looking here. The Dak Prescott owner also had Jake Ferguson, so that was a good pick. Jaden Daniels goes right after that. So, like I kind of predicted, those quarterbacks were going to go. Those tight ends, there was only, you know, Njoku and Bowers, who I thought were in that same kind of tier. And then after that, the tier kind of dropped off for me. So, Javonte Williams goes here at the 9-10. And we're getting close here to the turn again, and we'll kind of look at my roster here. So right now I have a 5 receivers, 3 running backs, and 1 tight end build so far. So I think I'm definitely looking at my quarterback here coming back here in round 10, unless there is just a player there that I can't pass up that I can't believe is there, which is, you know, there's not too many of those types of players left. So we'll see what happens here. Romeo Doubs goes here at the 9-11, and we're at the turn now. So we'll see what the guy here at the turn ends up picking. So the guy here at the turn, he ended up taking Brian Robinson Jr., the running back for Washington, along with Khalil Shakir. Khalil Shakir is another guy. He usually goes around this range. Adonai Mitchell is another guy he just went that goes around this range. There's some of these guys that just people love this year. Shakir and Adonai Mitchell are one of them. So the guy who took 3 running backs early, Gibbs, Taylor, Kyren, Laporta, he has gone 6 straight wide receivers. So he has Calvin Ridley, Brian Thomas Jr., Cortland Sutton, Jameson Williams, Romeo Doubs, Adonai Mitchell. So not terrible for, you know, starting 3 running backs and getting that kind of a wide receiver core. Pretty good job by him, I think. You know, not super elite guys, but definitely some upside guys there. Some number ones and number twos on their team, but some upside as well. So, like those picks by him. After Adane, it went Jerry Jeudy and Blake Corum ended up going. So, I am 6 picks away. We'll see what ends up happening here for me. I think I'm going to target Tua here if he is available. It looks like... So, the guy's right behind me. Team 6 has 2 quarterbacks already. He's not going to take quarterback 3, most likely. This team 5 does not have a quarterback, so he could look quarterback. And then the guy behind me picked team 4 only has Lamar Jackson. So he may look quarterback. He may not. So we'll see what happens here. Gus Edwards and Tajay Spears end up going behind me. I am up here now in 2 picks. So the guy with no quarterback yet is up. We'll see who he takes here. Hoping he does not take a quarterback, because that will pretty much, I think, guarantee me the quarterback of my choosing. And I'm going with Tua here, obviously, to, you know, mix up here with my Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. So he actually ends up going a wide receiver. He ends up taking Mike Williams from the Jets here. The guy behind me is up now, and then me. So let's see here. Let's see what he ends up taking. But I'm going to take Tua, obviously, if he is there. And he took Josh Downs. So that leaves me with Tua. I'm going to go ahead. I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to draft Tua Tagovailoa here to go with my stud receivers of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Brandon Cooks is the next guy who goes. Another guy I was considering here with my next pick. So really good selection there. there's some good quarterbacks still here. I could double up on my 2 quarterbacks if I wanted. I could go with a 4th good running back and kind of talk about how I talked about my running backs earlier. If I can get Zeke Elliott as my 4th running back, I like that. You know, the wide receivers, I still have 5. I could still use a couple more decent receivers here. Let's see what these guys end up doing here. So Brandon Cooks and Singletary were the first 2 picks after me. The guy at the turn, see what he takes along with Singletary. It's kind of surprising. The turn team and team 2 have the same exact roster build as me so far. 1-3-5-1, which is interesting. Dontavian Wicks was his other pick there at the turn. We'll see what team 2 does here, and then it'll be up to me. So I have Zeke and Austin Eckler, Chase Brown, Jerome Ford. I can get that really solid RB4. Receivers, I could go with the Jacoby Myers, a Jahan Dotson, a Gabe Davis. Jacoby Myers ends up going here right before me. I think I have five pretty solid wide receivers right now, and I think a lot of these wide receivers in this range are kind of all the same. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take a running back here, and I think I am going to take I'm going to go with Ezekiel Elliott here just because I think he's the starter. He's going to get some pretty good guaranteed touches, I think. So let me go ahead, draft Zeke Elliott, who has a different bye as well to my other running back. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to draft Zeke Elliott. Now I have four good running backs. I feel confident in this build where I can just take a fifth running back here at some point, just a guy, whoever I like, and I can be done at the running back spot now. And then I can focus on wide receivers and tight ends and quarterbacks and all that good stuff. So I'll have to make a decision too on my tight end and my quarterbacks. Do I want to go with a two build? Do I want to go with a three build on one of those positions? So it's kind of happened to see what happens, which guys I want to take or end up falling to me at my positions here. So Ricky Pearsall and Jahan Dotson, end up going after me. Xavier Leggett, he just went. So we'll see here what comes back to me. There's still a lot of good quarterbacks sitting out here, and we're in the middle of round 11. So Caleb, Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert are all still sitting here in round 11. So a lot of these teams have one quarterbacks. Team 10 and team 11 both have zero quarterbacks so far. So I would assume a couple of the quarterbacks are going to go right now. Chase Brown ends up going. And then Caleb Williams, Pat Freiermuth, another really good target here in round 11. I have a lot of Pat Freiermuth in these underdog tournaments as well. So we're at team 10 now. That's the team with no quarterbacks. He takes Trevor Lawrence as his first quarterback. Good pick there for Trevor Lawrence. He has Evan Ingram, so that's a nice little option there for him. And then Jared Goff ends up going to team 11. And let's see, does he have any Lions receivers? He has Jahmyr Gibbs, and he has J-Mo. So he is probably targeting Jared Goff. So really good job by that Team 11 owner. He got Jared Goff there. We are now at the turn. This guy has Josh Allen and Kyler Murray. So interesting two quarterback build here. He only has four receivers right now, too, which is a little scary for me personally. But, hey, it could work out. He took Kendre Miller here with his first pick, and then we're going to start the road back to me here with my pick. So it kind of just depends on who's going to be there with my pick. Like, if a Brock Purdy falls that far, I'll probably take him. Austin Eckler, Jerome Ford, I can consider those guys. Wide receivers have kind of been picked through clean, but, you know, there's a couple options there I like. Darnell Mooney, Adam Thielen. Do I want to take Adam Thielen with Deontay Johnson? Probably not. That would mean I'd have to draft Bryce Young probably later, which isn't a bad thing. I do like Bryce Young. Gabe Davis ends up going here after Jermaine Burton. A couple okay receivers there that I can consider as well. Probably want to start getting my sixth and seventh receivers lined up too. So those will be the priorities for me. Jerome Ford ends up going. Darnell Mooney, that was another guy I was really considering here with my pick. Jalen Polk, another guy. You'll see, man, a lot of these guys just go one after the other of guys that you're targeting. And these underdog drafts are some of the toughest drafts that I do all season long. I go and compete on other websites like the FFPC and stuff, and it's fairly easier for me to draft in those compared to underdog. Underdog is ruthless, man. They just take your picks one after the other. And here it goes. Austin Eckler, Brock Purdy, two of the guys I was considering. So it's going to make my pick here a lot tougher. So I am up right now. Justin Herbert went. So all those quarterbacks I mentioned all went there. So I'm up here. I could grab a fifth running back. Nobody's really standing out to me there. Receivers, nobody's really standing out. I'm going to go ahead. I think I'm going to go ahead and grab my second tight end here, which I think is going to be Cole Kmet. I'm going to go ahead and draft Cole Kmet, who's had a couple decent seasons here. And Njoku has gotten banged up in the past. So I'll go Njoku Kmet as my two tight ends right now in this build. And that's merely because every one of my targets went. Zach Charbonnet just goes. Really tough one. Literally all your targets that you're just considering all just went. There is some the running backs are really good here. There's Chubb, Marshawn Lloyd, Ty Chandler, Jalen Wright, Jaleel McLaughlin. Luke Musgrave just went, so I probably took a tight end from one of my opponents here that wanted a tight end. Yeah, he only had one. That it was his first tight end, is Luke Musgrave. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's was the other guy. So Luke Musgrave went here at the turn. That was his second tight end that he takes. You know, I could also go Jalen Wright to kind of pair up with my other running backs as well. And I have, you know, obviously the Miami connection here, so maybe Jalen Wright could be somebody I can consider. I can get somebody with a different bye as well. Kamani Vidal just went, and then team two is up, and then it'll be me again. Ooh, I mean, no wide receiver is really sticking out to me right now. Oh, let's see. And he went Rico Dowdle. Okay, so I am up. I could take that fifth running back. There isn't too much there. Ooh. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to select the upside of Jalen Wright in this Miami offense. I already got the build going. You know, we have seen a chain and Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson and these guys be banged up from time to time during the season. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take the upside there of Ty Chan or of Jalen Wright and have him in that offense. And that'll probably close out my five running backs. So I can probably X out this wide, the running back position on my list here on underdog and then just draft from there. Ty Chandler went right after me. Deshaun Watson, round 13. That's a lot higher than he usually goes. Ends up there. Nick Chubb after that. So yeah, I'm a big Browns fan. You guys all know that. Why am I not taking Nick Chubb? I'm going to let somebody else deal with it this year. I'm not going to take that risk on Nick Chubb and having him on my teams this year. If he beats me, he beats me. You know, it is what it is at this point. I want to see it before I commit to it, especially in these, high upside best ball leagues. So I'll let somebody else take it. Yeah, he has a lot of upside going in round 11, 12, 13, wherever he's going right now. I agree with you 100%. I don't think I see a lot of positive upside here for me in these leagues. So I'm not going to take him. Stafford, Cousins also went. So those second quarterbacks are getting eaten up. So I think I have to really consider my quarterback two coming back here with my first pick. I didn't think they would get eaten up this fast, but they have. So, you know, got to adjust on the fly here. Jaleel McLaughlin at the 13-11. So we are up at the turn again. So we'll see what this guy at the turn ends up picking. Ray Davis ends up going with his first pick. And then we'll see which other player he takes there. I like that Ray Davis pick here this late, especially a guy on he also has Josh Allen, so if he gets a reception touchdown from Josh Allen, that's big. But I really do like Ray Davis this year. I think he could have a really nice rookie season, kind of filling in that Latavius Murray role for the Buffalo Bills this year. So good pick there. He also took DeMario Douglas, who's also another guy who's been getting a lot of buzz lately. At camp, that he was one of the best players at camp for the Patriots this offseason. So that's another really good pick right now. Will Levis ends up going. So, yeah, they're starting to eat up into the second quarterbacks and third quarterbacks. So that's definitely a position I'm going to have to take here. Wandale Robinson ends up going. Tyler Algier ends up going. So I'll just kind of go through some of my quarterbacks here. My top ones left are Rodgers, Mayfield, Geno Smith, Derek Carr, Bryce Young, Russell Wilson. Top running backs left, Antonio Gibson, Chuba Hubbard, Elijah Mitchell, Deontay Foreman, Khalil Herbert, Tyrone Tracy. Receivers, I have Roman Wilson, Quentin Johnston, Michael Wilson, Rashad Bateman, Malachi Corley, Marvin Mims. Tight ends, Hunter Henry, Ben Sinnott. Tyler Conklin are the tight ends that are there. So Sinnott and Aaron Rodgers go right before me. I am up next. So as long as this guy doesn't take a quarterback, which I think he has two already, I don't think he's going to. Team five took three quarterbacks in a row there. So he took his three quarterbacks. I'm going to go ahead and take Baker Mayfield. I have Mike Evans. So that makes a lot of sense for me. I'm going to take Baker Mayfield as my second quarterback here. And then I can also target like a Cade Otton here as my, you know, third tight end if I wanted a third tight end. I still have Jonnu Smith as a possibility as well. Roman Wilson ends up going right after me. So I want to kind of target some wide receivers here as we're going. DeMarcus Robinson's another receiver that I like. Jalen McMillan I can get with Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield. I think that would be a really good spot too. Chuba Hubbard ends up going right after me as well. So two more picks and then me. Hunter Henry could be my third tight end, and that would really fit my build too. I can go in Njoku, Kmet, Hunter Henry, and be done at tight end. But I think the wide receivers are kind of getting eaten up here, and I need to grab one. So let's see. My best wide receivers left, it's probably Malachi Corley, Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin's there, DeMarcus Robinson, Luke McCaffrey. I just don't trust a lot of these younger receivers. I think I'm going to go with DeMarcus Robinson here. He's got a round six bye, or a week six bye. I'll go Marvin Mims. He's been there with Denver for the season. Obviously, Sean Payton took him really high. So that gives me a different wide receiver bye as well at week 14. I don't have any week 14 wide receiver bye. So I'll take a best ball shot at a Marvin Mims. That's a guy in best ball I don't mind having, because, you know, you're just getting those big spike weeks that he could provide for you. So I'll go Marvin Mims. Gives me a little bit of somebody different. So this is round 15. If you don't know, these drafts go to 18 rounds. So I have three more picks left. So kind of looking at it, I have two quarterbacks and two tight ends. Probably going to go with a third quarterback if one presents the opportunity. If not, I will just go ahead and take another tight end instead of the quarterback. Let's see, just kind of marking these guys off. It goes fast and furious here at the end. So running backs, I'm done. I'm going to just stick with those five. So I'm looking at, a quarterback or a tight end, whichever one I think is best left that kind of fits this roster. And then I can go ahead and just take two wide receivers here to end the draft. So Odell Beckham is definitely a guy I'll consider, just because I'll have all three of those Miami receivers. I can target Jalen McMillan as well to pair with my Baker Mayfield. Trey Palmer is another guy I could target as well. Luke McCaffrey goes off the board. So, you know, these later receivers, I'm either looking for extreme upside that, you know, somebody that can end up starting for me, or I can take, you know, guys that have like those best ball spike weeks. Jalen Hyatt comes to mind as a guy like that. Darius Slayton has a couple of those big weeks. DeMarcus Robinson, who just went, that I was considering, he's another one of those guys. Noah Fant, I love having Noah Fant. I have so much of him. There goes Jalen McMillan, so one of the guys I was considering there. He ends up going. There's a lot of running backs still there, too. They might force my hand to maybe take a sixth running back here instead of the receiver, just because there's nobody there that I really like. So we'll see what ends up happening here. So it is on the way back to me. We just started round 16. The guy at the turn took Fant and McMillan, so really good picks there. Chig Okonkwo just went. Let's see, Elijah Mitchell just went. So, yeah, I don't think any of the quarterbacks left other than Bryce Young are guys that I have anybody of. So I could pair up Bryce Young and Deontay Johnson. Possibly. That's one to consider there. I do like having Bryce Young. He does have the same bye as Baker Mayfield, though, so that is one thing to consider there. Let's see. Rondale Moore went. That's another guy I do like here late. He ends up going here right before me, of course. Yeah, a lot of these running backs are still sitting there. Kind of interesting. Top two tight ends on the board, though, are Cade Otton and Jonnu Smith, which would pair with my tight ends. Or my quarterbacks, I'm sorry. Khalil Herbert goes. Yeah, so three more picks, and then I am up. So we'll see what falls here. Yeah, Zay Jones, Jalen Tolbert, Slayton, Odell. Yeah, some really good opportunities here. Bryce Young ends up going. Okay. Yeah, I think I might go pair up my tight end with one of these quarterbacks. Let's see. Yeah, so the bye weeks would work out with my tight ends. Let's see if I can grab like a Cade Otton here. So yeah, two more picks and then I am up. We'll see how this ends up going here. Braylon Allen goes before me. Next pick and then me. We'll see where this guy goes. This guy has three tight ends, so I doubt he's going with a tight end. Yeah, so he goes Damian Pierce. I'm going to go ahead with this first pick here. I'll take I'll take Cade Otton here. Gives me another tight end option, and I'll be done at tight end now. So I don't have to have tight ends or running backs on my list anymore. Jonnu Smith went right after me, so yeah, both of those tight ends I was considering. And then let's see, wide receiver wise coming up here. Yeah, there's Zay Jones. A lot of these wide receivers are just basically pick your flavor here, honestly. Whoever you like. Darius Slayton is interesting. I still am really high on Jalen Hyatt. Cleef Raymond, Chase Claypool, A.T. Perry, I wouldn't mind taking a shot at. So there is some wide receivers here late that I don't mind taking. And if I take two wide receivers to end out here, that would give me an 8 wide receiver build, which is usually how I do it, either 7 or 8. So I'm happy with that if that ends up coming to fruition here. This guy here at the end is taking his time, that's for sure. Bucky Irving ends up going. J.K. Dobbins. All right, so I am up. I'm going to go ahead and just make sure I get him because any of the other wide receivers I don't care about. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to draft Odell Beckham Jr. here just to kind of make sure I get him. You know, that's one of the guys I was targeting. I don't want to wait, especially when these guys are all the same. So I'm just going to wait here and see what wide receiver comes back to me on the end here, which is fine with me. So I'll recap the team here at the end and go over it here with you guys and kind of talk about it just a little bit before we go and wrap it up this week. But yeah, pretty good draft here. I'm happy with this team. Obviously, a lot depends on the Miami offense here for me. I went pretty Miami heavy, which totally fine with that. That was the whole build. If those guys hit again last year, if Tua leads the league in passing yards again, I expect him to have, you know, he's never had a 30 touchdown season, I don't believe. So I think Tua can get there. I've seen he slimmed down a little bit this offseason to maybe be able to run the ball a little bit more. So that'll definitely help out as well. But yeah, we'll see what happens here. I'm going to hopefully get one of these wide receivers here at the end. There's really no more Miami or Tampa receivers to take. So I'm trying to just take best player available or a guy that I think can have some spike week. So I'm going to go ahead and star a couple of those guys. So I think Jalen Tolbert and that Dallas offense, Darius Slayton, Greg Dortch, Jalen Hyatt, Chase Claypool, Kendrick Bourne, I think could be one of those guys. A.T. Perry, Josh Reynolds, Trey Tucker, you know, fits the bill. Let's see if there's anybody else. I mean, Trey Palmer is there for Tampa. I'll throw him on the list. Just, you know, if a lot of these guys go, I could end up targeting him. Yeah, nobody else really is standing out to me on this list. So I have a list of about 8 to 10 wide receivers here that I'll consider with my last pick. So we'll just take whoever comes to me here. But as we're waiting for that, I'll kind of recap my roster here for everybody. So my quarterbacks are going to be Tua Tagovailoa and Baker Mayfield are my two quarterbacks. Week 6 and week 11 bye, so I'm fine with that. Running backs, I went with the five running back build here, just because I ended up getting 3 to 4 really good ones that I think. I got Isaiah Pacheco, I got Josh Jacobs, I got James Conner, I got Ezekiel Elliott, and I got Jalen Wright. All of them have different buys besides for Pacheco and Wright, so that will work out for me as well. Wide receiver room currently is Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike Evans, Deontay Johnson, Keon Coleman, Marvin Mims Jr., and Odell Beckham Jr. So I got all three Miami receivers to pair up with my Tua. I got Baker to pair up with Mike Evans. Deontay Johnson's a number one. Keon Coleman, is he going to be the number one on Buffalo? A really good passing offense as well. Marvin Mims could have some spike weeks here. And Odell, you know, with Tua and that offense, he could have some spike weeks as well. My tight ends, love having David Njoku, who I think is the last elite tight end who goes off the board. I took Cole Kmet just because I thought he was the best value at the time that was on the board. And he's a really solid tight end. You know, Njoku does have some injury problems, so that gives me a little insurance there. And then Cade Otton to pair up with Baker Mayfield as well. I thought that was a good pick. You know, if they end up hitting those two touchdown weeks, I'm going to have probably Baker Mayfield and Cade Otton on my team that week. So that is a really good one to have. We're about 5 or 6 picks away before I make my last one. So, yeah, not a lot of my guys just went, well, there goes Jalen Hyatt, one of the guys I was really considering here with my next pick. Jalen Tolbert, another guy. So I am up here in 5 picks. So Greg Dortch, Chase Claypool, Kendrick Bourne, A.T. Perry, Josh Reynolds, Trey Tucker, Trey Palmer on my list. Nobody's really standing out to me there. Chase Claypool probably has the most upside here. I think A.T. Perry could have a shot at some upside as well if he's going to be a starting receiver there for New Orleans. So he is interesting to me. Yeah, because A.T. Perry had 12 catches, 246 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He had 2 touchdowns in Week 18 last year. So he is a guy that could be ascending as well. I've been taken here late in like round 18 of some of my drafts as well. Khalif Raymond goes right before me. Trey Sermon, now I am up. Yeah, I'm going to be different here. I'm going to go with A.T. Perry. That gives me a younger receiver that I think has some upside here with my final draft, final spot here. So that's my final build of 2 quarterbacks, 5 running backs, 8 wide receivers, and 3 tight ends, picking from the 3 spot here in Best Ball Mania. So I got this nice Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle stack with Odell as well. Jalen Wright, if you want to count him as a part of it. So I got a big Miami stack, couple Tampa Bay players as well. That's just kind of how it fitted for me. A really balanced team, I think. You know, my quarterbacks don't have the most upside in the world, but I have them connected to my receivers. If my receivers do really good, I should do fine here. Running backs, I think, are really solid. I have, you know, 3 or 4 workhorses there that I'm pretty excited about. Wide receivers, I really like as well. We'll see how Keon Coleman does. And then the tight ends, I think I'm pretty balanced every spot. So definitely a team I like. If it ends up winning, I'll let you guys know later on in the year after Best Ball Mania ends up going on. So we're going to do America's favorite game here. I'll always end the show with that. So I'll kind of pick a topic here to end the show. So I would say one of the ones I was just watching. So before the end, before I started the podcast here today, I watched the documentary Who Killed WCW, if you're a wrestling fan. All 4 episodes have aired now. Last week or yesterday was the 4th episode. So if you haven't watched it yet, you know, you already know what happens. So that kind of got me thinking of some old moments there from some of the wrestling. So I went with, what is your favorite live wrestling event that you've been to? So ironically enough, it goes with the WCW documentary or the Who Killed WCW show on Vice that they've been doing. I was there the night in Cleveland that WWF Raw at the time was in Cleveland the night they bought WCW. So I was there at that show that Vince McMahon or Shane McMahon bought WCW on live TV. Vince McMahon started WCW Nitro on TNT channel that night. And it was a huge thing. Raw was a really, not a weird Raw, but it was just like, everyone was kind of in shock. Everyone was kind of excited. We didn't know if any WCW people would be there. Obviously, they were hosting their own show in Panama City that day. But yeah, that was probably my favorite live event I've been to for wrestling. I've been to, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 shows in my time with WWF. I never went to a WCW show. Haven't been to an AEW show. I've been to a lot of local shows. I've been to a TNA show in Cleveland. So a lot of cool wrestling memories have happened for me in Cleveland. There's been so many things that have happened in Cleveland that have happened, like some of the biggest things, like the night CM Punk walked out was in Cleveland. And I remember I was sitting on the back row by the stage, and at the end of the night, the wrestlers came around and, you know, they slap hands with the fans and all that. And I remember Sheamus, the big WWE superstar, walked by. We shook hands with him, and I said, "Sheamus, what happened to Punk? Where is he? Why didn't he come out tonight?" And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders at me. And that's when the rumor started swirling that he walked out from WWE that night. So that was kind of interesting night, man. So definitely one of the most interesting nights was definitely the WCW show, though. Buying WWF, buying WCW live on TV, having Vince McMahon on TNT, and then obviously with the stuff that went down with Shane McMahon, was a really cool historical night. So really cool WWE show that I ended up going to. But that is going to be it for this week, guys. I appreciate it. We'll probably do another Best Ball Mania next week with either Fizz or Mike or somebody else. I haven't decided yet. We'll see how the schedules work out with everybody. But, yeah, we'll probably do another Best Ball Mania show here next week. Kind of do one per month or one every week this month coming up here in July, just to kind of get us over until the NFL preseason and training camps start up here. So we'll have some more info. You talk about some more stuff that's getting on there. So going to be a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed this show, kind of going over my process. If you guys have anything you want to discuss with me on Twitter about my process, or any compliments, or if you disagree with my strategy, you know, hit me up on Twitter, man. I'm more than willing to talk about it. Hear your guys' strategy and thoughts, because God, I've never won $1 million or anything. I'm not perfect at this, but this is just kind of how I see it in my head while I'm going. So appreciate all you guys listening. Alan Soslowski had me on RotoWire this week. I tweeted that out, so if you haven't seen that, I'll be on the RotoWire podcast on Friday if you want to check that out. That was really cool. So gracious of Alan to give me that spot and have me on this week. Alan's a super guy. One of the nicest guys I've definitely have met in this space. So shout out to Alan. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me on. But yeah, if you guys want to check that out, it's on my social feeds. It's on the America's Game feed as well. So at Eric Vanek NFL, at America's Game Pod, follow us at South Harmon FF on Twitter as well. And YouTube, lots of exciting stuff going on here at South Harmon. Warp Tool always going good. Lots of startups going on. So join the Patreon. You can get in some startup leagues with us as well. So appreciate you guys for hanging out with me on the solo pod this week and listening. So appreciate it. And we'll see you next week for episode number 49.